So I've been watching some old episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race, and I've never seen it before. I thought I'd check it out, because there's, like, a few people have said, a lot of creative people on it. There's a lot of creative things they've got to do under pressure. And so that naturally interests me, creative people having to pull something out of their ass very quickly, which is kind of what I do now that I'm making shit full time. And so I saw a season from years ago, 10 years ago. It's an American show. It's pretty famous. Probably most people have heard of it. There was one contestant on it who was from Australia, and I thought, oh no, how's this going to go? And the Australian contestant just did exactly the things that I thought they'd do. Everything they said, it sounded like it was going through their own personal marketing and legal team, through their brain before anything came out of their mouth. Everything they said was like they had a personal PR team in their head. It all felt robotic and not real. And the Americans had some sort of that. There's something about American culture that I really resonate with, because they're just saying whatever, and you can see that they're totally all the flaws are out, and it works. It works really well. That sort of Australian contestant is so 2010s mainstream media, when things went to air and people became famous or became a personality through mainstream media, it was far more controlled. And even a lot of Australians are still like that, even with their own social media stuff, I find. And so there's this very vanilla vibe that Australians do, and they just can't help it. The contestant reminded me of this very popular TV show, and I won't mention the dude's name. He was really famous in Australia back in the old days on mainstream media, and he was very bland, and he interviewed international celebrities and stuff. But I love how this new media, not mainstream media and all that, but this now, people just say whatever. There's no bullshit. There's still bullshit, of course, and authentic can be authentic TM. And there is a sense of it. I always kind of feel like the most authentic thing you can do now is to be completely fake. It's gone so far to be warts and all, and to the point that it's more fake than someone just being fake. Yeah, I found that really interesting. Just the Australian contestant 10 years ago on RuPaul's Drag Race, and they behaved exactly like an Australian. It was kind of a fear-based thing, desperately wanting to be liked by saying all the right things. And RuPaul said to the dude, or Courtney Act, her name is, him, her, whatever the fuck, what did he say? He said, you're kind of canned diplomacy. And that's all Australians. All Australians have got that canned diplomacy. I've got it. I've got it as well. And I try. And when I'm talking in real life, I've got it. But when I'm writing my stuff, then it all the shit comes out. It's almost like I've got an invisible waggy dog's tail on the outside and an invisible pissed off waggy cat's tail on the inside. But yeah, one thing I've noticed about people who became kind of personalities or celebrities back in the 2000s or the 90s, they use social media in a way like they're still on some kind of television set, and there's still what I can and can't say and what I can and can't do, and there's something very stiff and almost like politician to them. Even the comedians from 20 years ago, there's that weird stiffness that comes from the old school of personalities and celebrities that have got their hundreds of thousands or millions of followers that they've translated to social media. Yeah, it's weird. You can really feel the difference between, yeah, when you see their stuff. So yeah, it always fascinates me when, yeah, oh shit, I'm watching these two pigeons. One's trying to fuck the other one. And eat some bread at the same time. Yeah, it's always weird. There's that stiffness, and now it's going the opposite way, where it's almost everyone's so doing, saying, and doing whatever that's almost become the fake thing. So yeah, it's so weird, that seesaw between of stiff and authentic and backwards and forwards, and it'll always go from one to the other. One will be out of fashion, and the other one will be back in fashion, and all that sort of shit. What I've noticed is about 80% of my stuff, Americans buy it. They buy my books. For me, I love that, because Australians, like I've just previously described, they love that bullshit vanilla diplomacy. They love it. And Americans get, it's a cultural thing. They just don't care. It's like, yeah, I'll say whatever. And I love that the US buy my stuff or understand my stuff, and they show that support by buying my stuff, show it through money. They get me more than Australians, even though more Australians follow me, but more Americans buy my stuff. I fucking love that. I don't know where I'm really going with this, but I found RuPaul's that season really fascinating, at the risk of sounding like a dickhead. Just from a sociological point of view, it was a really interesting view of the cultures. And even though it was bloody 2012, 2014, which is fucking ages away compared to all the shit that's happened since. Yeah, it's a really interesting show. Creative people under pressure, burnout, having to deal with all that sort of stuff, the same stuff that I've got to do every day. For me is like, I feel like I'm a contestant on my own dumb show that I've created, and I'm trying to put out the best stuff that I know I can. I don't think I would have been able to do what I'm doing now 10 or 20 years ago, even though I think I had some of the skills. It's weird how things just work out when they're ready to work out. I also found it fascinating that some of these contestants have written biographies on themselves, autobiographies, and they're only like 40. And I kind of feel like, is that admitting that their story is over, that life is done? Or is that another PR ploy to get more attention? I don't know. Yeah, I don't understand celebrities when they're writing their or personalities, well-known personalities, writing their life story at the age of 40. All these actors and reality show contestants, it's like they're washed up. It's like admitting that their story is done and it's over. But yeah, I find it fascinating. I was surprised, because it's very colourful. It's kind of a schizophrenic kind of show in the sense how fast edited it is, how quickly there's an edit every 1 second almost, and so it's really good for the, what is it, ADHD? Well, I don't know, the one where you don't have any attention span. It was predicting the times to come 10 years ago, and I saw an episode season before that. It was a season 4 where there's this dude called, or drag queen called, Sharon Needles. And the performer Sharon Needles was really fucking good, like really a really interesting person, a really interesting creator. They're artists, and just getting through shit, all the shit the interesting life experiences they've had. I always wondered, like, some of my favorite authors are gay. Some of my favorite artists are gay, and I'm not, but I always wondered why some of my favorite artists are gay. And it's like, there's Adam Elliot, there's Christos Chelskis. They're two Australians, and they're two of my favorites. And maybe it's because they, back in those days, not so much now where it's kind of pure mainstream. Back in those days, those dudes had real struggles, and they were on the outside, and now they're not so much the underdogs anymore from if you just look at any kind of institutionalized creativity, it's everywhere now. But those dudes were on the outside looking in, and so they got to see culture from a really interesting vantage point. And I totally could be all wrong with this, and I don't know, but that's my feeling of why my favorite creators, especially back in the 2000s and even the 90s, were gay, because they weren't the favored. They were on the outside. So anyway, I don't know. That's what I'm just thinking. But yes, a character like Sharon Needles is really interesting, because you could see that there was little filter coming out. And he won that season 4 or whatever, just as that show was getting mainstream. Whereas The Australian, a few seasons later, placed quite high. But yeah, everything was filtered. Everything was pure bullshit, For me, it gave me more respect for someone, an artist like RuPaul, who could see through it, who could see it. It was just like, fuck, he said exactly what I was thinking the entire time. And to their face as well. It's like, you fucking legend. It was great. But there's not many shows around that are kind of creativity on the fly, which kind of directly translates to a lot of people making their money out of being a creator, an artist on these sorts of platforms. And so, yeah, this endless creativity under pressure, which was kind of like a bit like advertising as well. When I worked in advertising for 2 years, you had to like pump shit out to the point of almost endless creative burnout. And I got burnout when I was working in there, and I stopped. It's like something in me snapped and I went, I've got no more creativity left. There's nothing else I can do. I'm screwed. I don't think I'll ever be able to be creative again. And of course it came back, but I had to wait 6 months, 12 months until creativity came back. But yeah, I watched season 4 of RuPaul, and that was Sharon Needles. It was like just an unbelievable artist, and sort of pushed interesting boundaries. What was it, season 6, The Australian on it. And yeah, it made me remember why... Yeah, Australian artists mostly suck. Australian artists suck shit. It's funny also, like, we're on Instagram, on social media, on everything. If you just don't have a middle ground view, and then it gets interesting. If you're on the ends of the seesaw, that's when shit gets interesting. But the middling view, which is most Australians, it's like you want to fall to sleep. I'd rather hear someone say something on one of the extremes, even if I disagree with them. I find that interesting. But that's where we're at the moment in this culture, extremes, and it can get fucking exhausting. It's like this endless road rage or endless heaven. But it's, I don't know, I don't know where I'm going with this. I've just talked around in circles again. If you'd like to leave a review for this on Spotify or Apple, or comment on YouTube, I'd love that.